the tradition before we conclude the kinos, before we sing Elit Zion, is to end with words of Nechama. And we've over the years shared different ideas, but I think the theme that we've most often returned to, because I think at the end of the day, it's the one that's most powerful and most appropriate, most resonant for the day and the period of Jewish history that we find ourselves in, is the resilience of the Jewish people and the resilience of Jewish history and what that shows us about Hashem's relationship to us. Whatever you want to say about the Holocaust, which we just mentioned, but certainly the Churban itself is understood by Chazal to have been a punishment, and there have been many such punishments in each in its own way throughout the generations. We have been persecuted terribly. We've had very, very difficult times. And by all rational measures, we have been written off, and we should have been written off. We should not be around by anyone's reasonable expectations. And yet, against all odds, time and time again, we're back. And as much as you knock us down, we're never out, and we always get back up. And of course, that speaks to many wonderful midos that the Jewish people have, but ultimately, it's a reflection of the Hashkacha Pratis and the love that Hashem has for us. And even though as sometimes a wayward child, we need to be punished, but the ultimate love that Hashem has for us always supersedes His anger and always is there to bring us back. I was reading just recently an incredible book. I just came across it a few months ago, called Faith Amid the Flames. It's a memoir and the story of Rav Yosef Friedenson, who was for many, many years the editor of Das Yiddische Wort. He was a prolific Frum journalist, and he himself was a Holocaust survivor. The book, published by Art Scroll, came out in 2019, and this version that I have, which is from 2020, it says it's already its third printing. So it's been a successful book. It was put together by his son-in-law, Yosef Golding. And it's mainly in his own words, because he spoke a lot and wrote a lot about the Holocaust. So with enough editing, his son-in-law and whoever else helped him was able to put together a story of his childhood, the ghetto, the Holocaust. I'm not up to any rebuilding yet, but if I'm not sure if that comes yet or not. I didn't finish the book yet. But there's a lot of stuff about the Holocaust. Really powerful. He was a great writer, great stories. He was very close with many of the pre-war and post and during, interwar in the Gedolim during the time, Menachem Zemba and the Kozhik Lover and the Esh Kodesh. These are all people he knew and met in the ghetto and in the Holocaust. And there's really powerful stuff. But I just want, on this point, I want to end by mentioning one story, one line from literally the first page of the book, Acknowledgements, the first page of the Acknowledgements, page 17, and then one little vort from the Aruch HaShulchan. But at the Acknowledgements of the book, the son-in-law starts by quoting his mother-in-law, this Rabbi Yosef Friedenson's wife. And he said when she was holding her first grandchild, this couple, imagine Holocaust survivors with their first grandchild. And we take these things for granted. A Holocaust survivor with his first grandchild. So he says, my mother-in-law, the book's about the father-in-law, but the mother-in-law, he says, she held up the child, and he says, the words still ring clear. Mizenin gestanen in Auschwitz. When we were standing in Auschwitz, Sot un nishk gecholimt akind. We couldn't even dream about having a child. Kuk, was der Rabbeinu Shalalem hat un gegeben. Kinder, und jetzt an enakel. And now look what Hashem gave us. Not just a child. He gave us a grandchild. Right? Only the level of Hakaras HaTov, only the appreciation that a Holocaust survivor can have for something that some of us take so for granted. And if you turn attention just very briefly, with this will conclude, source number 18, the Aruch HaShulchan. So he talks very, very powerfully about Jewish history. This idea we've seen before, but I've never shared this source with you before. Anachnu b'nei Yisrael, ayefei hazman. We're tired. The Golus is exhausting. We are tired, he says. Below Menucha is a karov right 2,000 years. Chayov manu ladas shezeu hakol letovotenu. It's not easy, but we have to believe it. This is not out of spite, not even out of anger. Hashem is doing this lezake chotanu, to purify us, to help make us better. Quotes the pasuk in the Navi Zechariah. Ubira Kosov. L'hamin b'emuna shalema shakod saroseinu v'kol totoleinu enu al derech hanekima chas v'shalom. It's not Hashem taking revenge or punishing us, even if we deserve it. Ela kidei litzarfeinu. How do I know this? It's not just as Aruch HaShulchan. It's not just because I'm a rabbi. It's not just because I'm frum and I believe it. I can prove it, so to speak. D'im lokein kvar lo haisa mimenu sheiris b'chol meshech mimeos hashanim harabos. If it was just a punishment and Hashem had abandoned us, we'd have been long gone. Ein lecha os umofes gadol mizeh mikiyumenu zman aruch kazeh. The ein ze el mei shehashkacha so yisbarach aleinu lo sar v'lo yosar af rega. The only explanation, it's not going to be from the historians or the generals. The only explanation for why we're still around is because of Hashem's love and protection, Hashkacha, which hasn't left us for 1 minute. And how does he describe Hashem's attitude towards us all these years? Ke'ev hamashgiach al b'no yechido. I'm sorry. Ke'ev too. Ka'av, who is Ke'ev? Ka'av, thank you. Hamashgiach al b'no yechido umiasro litovato. Right? A father watching over his son, knowing that sometimes they need to suffer certain punishments in order for their own benefit, but all out of love and never ever letting go. If it wouldn't be for that, he said, we'd be long gone. Hare onu roim shebechol zman ha'arach hazeh in b'nei Yisrael hochim b'derech ha'torah v'amitzvah hu yizbarach koreo sonu Ami v'anachnu koremoso Elokei Yisrael. He always looks at us as his children, as his nation, and we look at him always as our God. I can only imagine what Aruch Shulchan would say in Yerushalayim ha-miktsas b'nuya in 2021. The miracle of Jewish history, the miracle of modern Jewish history, is more than can be put into words. And if the pain and some of the tzaras that we've discussed and thought about today is too much to bear, but we have to be equally honest and give the other side of the ledger a fair shake as well. The brachos that each and every one of us have in our own lives, any one of us by definition sitting in the beautiful Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim to recollect even about the sad things, is an unbelievable bracha of equal proportion to the tragedies that we suffered. And as much as today is a day about commemorating and feeling the pain, it's also, especially now in the second half of the day, a time to thank Hashem and take comfort that, as the Medrash famously says, he took out his wrath on sticks and stones and has still allowed, despite all the difficulties, the Jewish people to survive and even in our current situation thrive as well. Yemirtza Hashem, we should see each other next year on Tisha B'Av in celebration with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Hey,